Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for January 15th to 21st, 2011. The Israeli military kills two Palestinians and a high-ranking French diplomat visits the besieged Gaza Strip, and the United States clearly objects a Palestinian UN bill against the West Bank settlements. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. One child was injured. Many protesters suffered effects of tear gas on Friday when Israeli soldiers attacked the anti-wall protests in the villages of Belaïn, Na'alin, and Nabi Saleh, Central West Bank, in addition to Al-Masara in the south. This week, protests were in solidarity with the Israeli activist Jonathan Pollack, 28, who is serving 3 months in Israeli jail for his solidarity work in the West Bank villages. One child was injured. Other protesters treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation during the weekly protest at the village of Nabi Saleh. This week, protesters gathered at the nearby village of Beit Rima and marched to the village of Nabi Saleh. Every week, the Israeli army closes the village to stop local Israeli and international supporters from joining the villagers of Nabi Saleh in their weekly protest. This week, protesters managed to go through and reach the village. Later, people marched to the lands Israel wants to take over to build settlements. Soldiers fired tear gas at protesters. Alaa Barghouthi, 12, sustained light wounds when a soldier sprayed his eyes with pepper spray. The protest ended with clashes between local youth and Israeli soldiers. In Belaïn village, as is the case every Friday for the past 5 years, Israeli and international supporters joined the villagers after the midday prayers and marched to the Israeli wall built on lands taken from local farmers. As soon as the marchers reached the gate of the wall separating local farmers from their land, Israeli troops stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at them. A number of protesters suffered the effect of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby Na'alin village, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the wall. The protest started shortly after the midday prayers, which was held on lands owned by local farmers near the Israeli-built wall. Local sources said that soldiers fired tear gas at them. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Israeli soldiers arrested on Friday an international supporter during the weekly anti-wall protest in the village of Al-Masara near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Villagers, along with their international and Israeli supporters, marched after the Friday prayers. Israeli troops prevented them from leaving the village and attacked some protesters with rifle butts. French Foreign Minister Michel Alliot-Marie called on Israel to lift the Gaza blockade. Marie's remarks came during first visit to the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Washington say it objects to Palestinian move at the UN to condemn Israeli settlement activities. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has the story.
During a visit to the Gaza Strip, French Foreign Minister Michel Alliot-Marie called on Israel to lift the four-year-old blockade and hoped that smooth movement of people and goods from and to the Gaza Strip will be allowed soon. Yet Maria's visit was unwelcome by the residents of Gaza, as many protesters, mainly families of Palestinian prisoners, attempted to block the minister's convoy upon arrival in Gaza today morning. Representatives for thousands of Palestinian prisoners inside Israeli jails, as well as the ruling Hamas party in Gaza, criticized Maria's remarks over continued Hamas's capture of Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. Maria was quoted as saying that such a capture constitutes a war crime from the part of Hamas. Noteworthy, the French high-ranking official would not meet up with the Hamas government and would rather meet with UNRWA officials in the region along with some NGO representatives. In the meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton voiced her country's rejection to an expected Palestinian bill in the UN against Israeli settlement activities. Clinton believes that the issue of settlements can be resolved through bilateral negotiations between Palestinians and Israelis. On a related note, British Foreign Minister Alistair Burt confirmed that his country would back a UN move against Israeli settlement activities on the occupied Palestinian territories. Yet the British official maintained that Britain would not recognize a Palestinian state within 1967 borders. Burt was quoted as saying, "We cannot recognize a state without a specific borders," in reference to unresolved Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Nevertheless, he believes that a Palestinian state living side by side with Israel can be realized by political negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians. At the internal Palestinian level, Gaza-based resistance factions, including the ruling Hamas Party, the Islamist Jihad Group, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, agreed this week on a unilateral ceasefire with Israel based on what these parties say the Palestinian national interests. The Hamas-enforced ceasefire came following the failure of similar declarations for the past 2 years. Concurrently, the Hamas government launched a reconstruction project aimed at rebuilding 1,000 homes destroyed by the Israeli war on Gaza a couple of years ago. Dr. Mukhaymer Abu Saada is a Gaza-based political analyst and university professor. Dr. Abu Saada says that continued homemade rocket fire from Gaza into nearby Israeli towns embarrass the Hamas rulers. On the Israeli track, Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak formed a new party, and four members of the new party were given ministerial portfolios. Rami Al-Mighari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
The Israeli military kills two Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza, one civilian and one fighter, and wounds eight others, including two internationals and one child, and Palestinian prisoners punished for organizing a hunger strike. The details with IMEMC's Ramona M.
On Saturday, two political prisoners were placed in solitary confinement for organizing a hunger strike in protest of poor prison conditions. The political prisoners are Ahmad Sadat, the General Secretary of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and Jamal Abu al-Hayja, a leader of Hamas in the West Bank. Israeli bulldozers demolished 11 structures in the unrecognized village of Al-Araqib for the ninth time on Sunday. Also on Sunday, violent clashes erupted in the district of Batan al-Hawa in Silwanis, Jerusalem, following an Israeli police raid in a residential home. On Tuesday morning, the homes of three men in the southern West Bank towns of Beit Omar and Adn Dahariya were raided and searched by Israeli forces, resulting in immense detention. Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Wednesday more than 14 Palestinian youths, all under the age of 21, for their affiliation with the Fatah movement and the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. Medical sources reported on Wednesday that dozens of Palestinian residents were injured in clashes that took place in the Silwa neighborhood, Ras al-Amud, and the Shufat refugee camp in occupied East Jerusalem. 13 residents, including four pregnant women, were wounded. Most of the injuries resulted from inhaling gas fired by the army and rubber-coated bullets. Also on Wednesday, Israeli soldiers invaded Kirbit at Tawil, a small village near the northern West Bank city of Nablus, and handed the residents military orders to demolish their homes by Thursday. The village has been demolished six times so far. The Israeli army reported Wednesday that the soldier who repeatedly shot at a 65-year-old Palestinian man in Hebron while he slept in his bed on January 7th has been exonerated. The soldier will not be facing any charges. On Thursday, Israeli soldiers shot and killed a Palestinian youth near the Dotan military roadblock near the West Bank city of Jenin. The slain youth was said to have opened fire on Israeli forces manning the roadblock. The Israeli army issued a report claiming that Jawahar Abu Rahma, who was killed by the army more than 2 weeks ago during a nonviolent protest against the Wal Benlim village, died due to a previous health condition. Urgent care reports at a local medical center stated otherwise. The Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, reported that one of its fighters was killed on Thursday afternoon during clashes with Israeli soldiers invading Jenin. On Thursday night, Israeli soldiers critically wounded an Israeli Arab who had approached a military checkpoint near the West Bank city of Hebron. A young Palestinian was wounded by Israeli forces on Sunday morning in the northern Gaza Strip. The victim, who is 21 years old, was shot in his left leg while collecting gravel from destroyed buildings in Beit Lahia, north of the Gaza Strip. On Tuesday evening, one resident was killed and two children were wounded after the Israeli army bombarded an area in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. On Wednesday, the Israeli Navy kidnapped and attacked a Palestinian fishing boat in Palestinian territorial waters near Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip and kidnapped four fishermen. With IMEMC.org, this is Ramona M.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassis and George Rishmawi.